Then, fourthly, the contemplation of the 12 Nidanas. This is the fourth basic method of meditation. Contemplation of the 12 Nidanas, or 12 links in the chain, as it is called, of dependent origination or conditioned co-production, as Dr. Konza calls it. And this contemplation of the 12 Nidanas is the antidote for ignorance. Those of you who have seen pictures of the Wheel of Life, the Tibetan Wheel of Life, will remember that the 12 Nidanas are depicted in the outermost, the fourth circle of the Wheel of Life. First Nidana is ignorance, represented by a blind man with a stick. The second, the sanskaras or karma formations, volitions, depicted by a potter with a wheel and pots. Then thirdly, consciousness, shown by a monkey climbing a flowering tree, because that's what our minds are like most of the time, little monkeys climbing up into the branches of this world and plucking little flowers here and there. And fourthly, name and form, that is mind and body, a ship with four passengers, one of whom representing consciousness is steering. Then the six sense organs, represented by an empty house, contact, represented by a man and woman embracing, then feeling, a man with an arrow in his eye, craving, a woman offering drink to a seated man, grasping, a man gathering fruit from a tree, then coming to be, development, represented by a pregnant woman, then birth, represented by a picture of childbirth, and then old age and death, men carrying a corpse through the burning ground. So these 12 Nidanas, illustrated in this way, represents the whole process of birth, life, death, and rebirth. As a result of our ignorance and volitions based upon ignorance in previous lives, we're precipitated again into this world with a consciousness, endowed with a psychophysical organism, endowed with six senses, which come into contact with the external universe. As a result of this contact, we experience feelings, pleasant, painful, and neutral. We develop craving for the pleasant feelings. We cling on to the things which give us the pleasant feelings. In this way, we condition ourselves in such a way that inevitably we have to be born again and have to die again. So these 12 links in this way, and I'm describing them very briefly because we're not really concerned with this subject today, are distributed over three lives, but also at the same time all contained in one life, even in one moment. And they illustrate, whether spread over three lives or a day or an hour or a minute, they illustrate the whole process, the whole way in which we condition ourselves, how we make ourselves what we are by our own reactions to what we experience. If we like, we can contemplate not only the 12 Nidanas forming the outermost circle of the Wheel of Life, we can contemplate the whole Wheel of Life itself, in all its circles, in all its detail, because this is really not a picture of something outside of ourselves. This is a picture of ourselves. When we look at the Wheel of Life, we're just looking in a mirror. There's anger, that's in me. There's greed, that's in me. There's ignorance, that's in me too. There are people going up from a lower to a higher state. Will I sometimes do that? On the other side, people slipping from a higher state to a lower state. Will I sometimes do that too? And then different aspects of existence, a happy state like that of a god, a painful state like that of a devil, a hungry state like that of a tormented ghost, an animal state, an aggressive state like that of an asura. All these are depicted. And how the whole process goes on, well, that's depicted, as we've just seen, in the 12 Nidanas of the outermost circle. So when we contemplate the Wheel of Life, we're really contemplating our own conditionality. We're really seeing ourselves, as in fact we are most of the time, as just a piece of clockwork. We're really no more free, no more spontaneous, no more alive than a clock or a watch or an engine. We're mechanical, because we're unaware, we're conditioned. So in this practice, we become aware of our own conditionality, our own mechanicalness, our own unfreeness, our own lack of spontaneity, our own death, if you like, our own spiritual death. And the contemplation of the 12 Nidanas only provide a sort of traditional support for this sort of awareness. So contemplation of the 12 Nidanas, we may say, restating and rephrasing, it means rather the becoming deeply aware of our own conditionality, how we simply act and react, how we are not free, not really originative, not creative, not spontaneous, not spiritual, but bound hand and foot to the wheel of life, the wheel of samsara. So this is the fourth method, the fourth basic method of meditation, contemplation of the 12 Nidanas.